Bibles this morning. We'd like to share with you out of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter, verses 34 through 36, supporting scripture coming from St. Mark that you've already heard in your hearing, and we'll read verses 27 through 28. Bless you. St. Matthew 14, beginning at verse 34. The Bible reads, "And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole." Supporting scripture coming from St. Mark 27 and 28 out of the fifth chapter. "When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.'" Based on those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. It only takes a touch. It only takes a touch. Because if you got love, if you got family, if you got Jesus in your life, then you got the necessities of life right there. Because one thing about the Lord our God is that he is a supplier of all of our needs, and he is aware of every situation, every circumstance. He is aware of every problem that one might be experiencing, and God knows every pain that might be going through your body. The Bible declares that he even can count the very hairs on your head, and even though they fall out day by day, he still knows what's left. That's the kind of God that we serve this morning. He is a God that is all-knowing, and he's a God that'll do what nobody else can do. If you haven't tried him, you ought to try him, because until you try him for yourself, it doesn't have too much a statement whenever you are not able to say, "I tried him," or "I know what the Lord can do." But when you are sort of leaning and depending on somebody else's testimony, you need to get your own testimony. It's good to know what God has done for my neighbor, but I want to tell God, thank you for what he's done for me. And every now and again, you ought to learn how to just let it be known that God is the one that came to your sick room and made everything all right. Now, there are those of us that there are still things going on in these bodies because they're just not what they used to be, but they still belong to the same source. And that source said he'll take care of you. So the Lord our God, he's allowed us another opportunity to be in this place of worship, just to praise and honor him and to give him thanks. And if we don't know anything else, we ought to know that it's by his grace and mercy that we made it through another week's journey. And after making it through that journey, I come to tell somebody that the Lord is worthy to be praised. Let us not take our here being for granted this morning, even today. There may be some things that you have on your mind. Sometimes our minds are so crowded and we are somewhat distant and we just can't connect with the Spirit of God. We can't connect with just having a free spirit and a peace of mind. Something that you have gone through, something that you are expecting to happen, sometimes it will cloud your vision and make you begin to be doubtful as to whether God is going to bless you like you need to be blessed. But you can't take your time on this earth for granted. It's been said that we have good days and bad days, happy days and sad days, but the reality of life is that no matter what you're going through or how bad it is, God is still in control. And then when you look at the reality of the matter, no matter how bad you are, there is someone in a worse condition than that you're in. You might be in so much pain you can't hardly move, but there's someone that's still in a worse condition that you're in. And that is a small consolation, but it is a consolation in knowing that you are not the only one going through. Sometimes we feel like that, why Lord, is it always me? I'm always having this situation or that situation. And as soon as I get out of one problem, it seems like I'm already faced with another. But God is able to deliver us out of all of them this morning. I warn you this morning to beware of the tricks of the enemy and be watchful and forever praying, because you cannot allow yourself to let your guard down. Every time you let your guard down, the devil gonna sneak right in. And I serve you notice that the fact remains true. The devil is going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. In other words, he's still looking for somebody to take away all of their joy. He want to take away your peace of mind. He want to make you feel like your life is in jeopardy, because his main aim is to destroy. See, I know and understand that for some of us, there are Sundays when only you and God know the struggle and what it took for you to get yourself in this place. Even though you had a mind, maybe Friday or Saturday, that I'm going to church Sunday morning and I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. But haven't you ever noticed how sometimes things start going on in your mind, or things are happening in the house, or even something that happened in your body? You get up that morning and you're all excited about the fact that I'm going to the house of God, and all of a sudden that old body starts acting crazy again. And sometimes you can override that, because sometimes you have to have your mind made up, I'm going on anyhow. There are some of us in here right now in pain, going through some situations, but we overrode that in our minds and said, I'm going on, because there's a blessing in store for me. How many of you know that every time you tell the devil you're a lie and you press your way, there's a blessing for you? That there's somebody in here that didn't realize that you're going to get that feeling and that touch that we already got from the Lord just a few minutes ago. See, a lot of time you're waiting on something, but you better get it when it's coming through. I learned how to reach out and grab mine, because I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord our God. And God been too good to us this morning for us to sit down on him. I want you to know this morning that if you believe in the power of God, he will do whatever you need him to do. All you got to do is just hold on and hold out. I know that we are living in what we call some hard times. Day by day, we are witnessing the signs of the last days and God's judgment. The revelation of God's word is unfolding right before our eyes. We always used to hear him say, time is getting short. The world is coming to an end, and we're living in the last days. And we've been living in the last days for a long time now. But none of us know what day is that last day. But the good thing as a believer is that I don't have a last day. I have a day to start over again. Because I found out that after I die on this side, that if I hold on to God's unchanging hand, that there is life on the other side. Anybody trying to get to the other side? I know you love living down here. I know everything is all right. And just happy to be a part of Lexington, North Carolina, walking up and down the street and doing whatever God will allow you to do. But anybody just glad to be alive? Anybody in here glad that God had mercy on you this morning? I remember the old folk used to say, he touched me with a finger of love. Anybody ever heard that terminology? When I laid in my bed last night, but early this morning, the Lord reached down and touched me. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I found out that all I need is a touch. He don't have to do a whole lot. All he had to do is just touch me. And I believe that everything will work out for our good. It seems that though greed and crime and sickness is plaguing the land that we live in, our overall health and quality of life is nowhere like what it used to be. If I was to ask the question this morning, that question being, how many of you know anybody this morning that is sick? Anybody in here know any sick folks? I know quite a few myself. But then, if you know that there are some folk that are sick with some kind of sickness or some type of ailment or disease, then my next question is, how many of you believe God to be a healer? You see, sickness is going to come, but God is a healer. The enemy would like to sort of shade your way of thinking, because he'll make you begin to say, well, if he's such a healer, why are you suffering and why are you going through? Well, I cannot answer that for you. But now I serve a God that if you ask him, he'll relate to you through his spirit and through his word, the whys as to why you are going through. But don't worry so much why you're going through. Just go through. And know that as you're going through, don't give up hope. Don't give up on living. Don't give up on the fact that I'm going to get my healing. I'm going to get my deliverance. I'm going to get my job. I'm going to get my peace of mind. I'm going to get myself out of this hole that I dug myself in. Anybody hear me this morning? Am I talking to anybody in here that realize that I'm not going to accept what the doctor say or nobody else say at the last say? But the Bible that I serve a God that got the last say over my life. You might say one thing, but God might say it another way. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, God, and all that he done for me. Oh, that preacher jumped out of me there. Whew. David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. His blessings are assured, that all we have to do is put our trust in him. Now, when David said, taste and see, he's also saying, try. Again, put him to the test. If you think that your God is all of that, you try God. And if you try God and then God comes to your rescue, then you ought to have a mind to tell God, thank you. Anybody in here had a taste of God? Didn't have a whole meal, you just got a taste. See, every now and then you need a little taste to know who God really is and what God really can do in your life. See, I believe that if we trust in the power of God, we ought to know that God will be right there by our side. We ought to know God to be our shepherd and the supplier of all of our needs. He crowns up with loving kindness and he goes on with tender mercies. Even when we are sick and we don't know our way out, David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. In other words, you got to remember that he has everything in our control. He's advantage and promoting good effect and well-being. That's the kind of God we serve. Then the Bible says, who forgiveth all of thine iniquities and healeth all of thy diseases. The Bible don't lie. God does not lie. Don't ever get yourself, because you think you're so small and you know somebody that they say they died from this and they died from that, so he didn't hear that. Well, there's some sickness that is going to be unto death, and God's not going to intercede. God didn't give me the ability of telling you why he do what he do. He ain't got to tell us nothing. He's God. He can do what he want to do when he want to do it. Every one of us in here was created and made by God. You don't like what you see, then you call on God. Because the Bible says everything that God made is good. We have to get off of our high horse, come down off of our pedestal, and stop thinking that it's all about us. See, I found out if I don't kick it, somebody else gonna kick it. If I don't praise him, somebody else gonna praise him. If I don't tell him thank you, somebody else is going to tell him thank you. Anybody in here know that all you got to do is trust the power of a mighty God? I come to tell God thank you, because he's been so good to me. He had done everything I need him to do. And I found out that I got faith in the power of a mighty God. I heard somebody say that faith the size of a mustard seed could take a mountain of despair and move it over to another spot. So all you got to do is have a little faith. See, some of us don't know the struggle that individuals have to go through. We are so judgmental Because we done made a little advance, so we done made a little progress. Now we more saved than anybody else. We more holier than anybody else. And we forgot that we were in a wretch undone ourselves. We forgot when we were down rolling in the mud. Have you forgot where you come from? You hadn't always been where you are right now. You're not all, you hadn't always been saved. You're only saved by the grace of a mighty God. And when I think of my God, how he looked beyond my thought and blessed my every need. Everywhere the Lord is, there is liberty. Woo! The Bible says, when Jesus had gone out into the land of Nazareth, that there were a whole lot of folk in the midst. Now the Bible says that when the men of that place had knowledge of him, in other words, they knew that he was in the midst. And what they did, the Bible said now, he said that they sent them out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. Now, they besought him that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made perfectly whole. So in other words, what they were saying is, if I could just touch his garment, then I'll be made well. My sickness would be no more. All I need is just a touch. Well, I heard that there was another lady. And that lady, she had an issue of blood for a long time. And I heard that that lady touched the hem of that man called Jesus. Touched his garment. And she came home. The word got around. You know how it is when something good happens. It don't get around as good as when bad stuff happens. But this was a good thing that still made its way around the community. So now when the other sick folk heard about that there's healing, even in a touch, they began to say, well, if I ever hear that Jesus is somewhere by, I'm going to get there and I'm going to touch him. Now, the key to this is that they realize that if I could just touch the garment, I'll be made whole. So I'm walking by faith, not by sight. And I realize that all I got to do is get to it. Now, let me help you with touch. Touch is a transitive verb to put a part of the body, especially the fingertips, in contact with something so as to feel it. Touch means to press something lightly, to have an effect on something or somebody. You see how the Spirit of God touched us from heart to heart and it moved from breast to breast? Because all you needed was just a touch. And then it says that it also means that a touch will affect somebody emotionally, arousing gratitude and affection and pity and compassion when contact is made. I heard, Sister Myra, that there's power in a touch. You see, there's some folk are kind of funny about being touched. You can't touch any and everybody. And then there are some of us that are just touchy-feely people. You know any of them kind of folks? They don't mean no harm. They're not trying to be fresh. They just touch a feeling. How you doing, baby? Didn't mean no harm. But you can't, baby, baby, everybody. Be careful who you touch. And then be careful who you allow to touch you. Don't pass nothing off on me. You can talk holy as you want to, but I don't let everybody lay hands on me. I know how to duck. I know how to go somewhere and sit down. I know how to go out and go to the restroom. I'm not going to let anybody touch on me. But let's get it clear. We're not talking about somebody touching you. But we are talking in the sense of you touching somebody. Now, let's bring it from the world and take it to Jesus. Not talking about touching folk. But I'm talking about these folk that realized that Jesus was in the midst. And what they said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. All you got to do is believe it. You see, the faith comes in when you reach. And when you're reaching, that is saying that I believe that when I make contact, whatever I need is going to come to pass. Now, let us look at the story of the woman. The Bible says that as Jesus was going through, there were a multitude of people that thronged him and crowded him out. So there were so many folk around Jesus that this woman back in the midst, she had in her mind, like the other folk in Mark, said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, he don't have to pray for me. He don't have to lay hands on me. He don't have to talk to me. All he need to do is just be Jesus. And all I need to do is get to him. Now, I'm not going to let nobody get between me and my God. Because I realize that I want a touch from the Lord. And I don't want nobody this morning to tell me that I can't get my touch. Because my touch is going to be the right touch. For I found out that if I touch the hem of his garment, that everything is going to be all right. The Bible said a woman had went from one doctor to another doctor. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? They didn't know what was going on in her body. She done lost all the money that she had. You better realize when you run from one doctor to the next doctor and you're still not getting any better, you better learn how to try Dr. Jesus. If you try Dr. Jesus, he has a way to make everything all right. She began to think in her body, I've been going through this thing for a mighty long time. And the blood has been running all in my body. But if I could just touch the hem of my God's garment, everything is going to be all right. So she made her way down through the crowd. And the Bible says she reached in and she touched the hem of his garment. Bible said when she touched the hem of his garment, things began to change in her life. For immediately that situation dried up. That situation got intact. For the Lord our God had healed her on that very spot. But the Bible said that Jesus began to say, who touched me? Don't you know that you ought to know that God got power? To know that somebody touched him. He said, I know. And they began to ask him, oh, Lord, why you ask such a crazy question? All of these people in the midst of you. I don't know who touched you. But the Bible said, the woman stepped up to the plate. She said, it was I am the one that touched you. And the Bible declared that Jesus said, oh, the woman of faith, go away and you shall be made whole. Everything that you got to do, all you got to do is trust the power of God. And I stopped by to tell somebody that if you're in a situation in your life and you realize that you can't make it like you're doing, all you need is just a touch this morning, a touch from the power of a mighty God. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, he'll make everything all right. I found that when I heard somebody say, the songwriter said, he touched me. And something happened. That blood in my very soul. You see, when the Lord touched you, you ought to know that you've been touched. You ought to feel different in your life. Things ought to be better in your mind. You ought to be able to tell somebody else that I've been touched by the power of a mighty God. I once was lost, but now I'm found. My body was in pain, but now I've been healed. I listened and hopping around, but now I can run around. Because I serve a mighty God. I got a situation in my life, and every day is a struggle. But all I got to do is call on the name of Jesus. And if I could just get a touch of God, everything is going to work out. Anybody in here this morning? Anybody need a touch from the Lord? Anybody need somebody in your life to just reach down and just get a connection? See, you got to have a connection this morning with the power of a mighty God. It only takes a touch for something to happen. All of your heavy burdens, all of your troubled waters, all of the struggles of life will be over whenever you reach out and touch the hem of his garment.